we're back. This is Frank and Hobbo. We're here at Richmond BMW on West Broad Street, just west of Parham Road. What is it, 8710?
8710, indeed.
Come on out. We still got plenty of food from Fridays and got plenty of cold drinks. And Bob Bremer is smiling every now and then. Noah Greenbaum is on deck. He's going to join us in a few minutes. But we've got Gordy Rawls, orthopedic specialist from West End Orthopedic, with us. And getting right to it here in a short segment. I know you've had some great experiences with Dr. Frank McHugh, and thought you might want to give people some stories about the good old days.
Well, I would say, you know, certainly to start off, Dr. Frank McHugh was mentor not only to lots and lots of athletes, but to many orthopedic surgeons around this state and up and down the East Coast. I happen to be fortunate to be one of them. You know, he was just a man who cared very deeply about athletes of every age. And I can't help but remember how we would be in clinic with Dr. McHugh, and he'd have a list of 90 people to see in a day. And many of these would be high school athletes that had been brought in by their trainers or, you know, teachers, coaches, whoever. And then, you know, the college athletes and some professional athletes. And I was always impressed with Dr. McHugh's memory for details. He's really a remarkable man as far as his memory. And he would, you know, walk into a room where there'd be, you know, two young high school players and a trainer, and he'd immediately ask how the head coach was, call the assistant coaches by name, ask... you know, how the Flying Flucos were doing this year, if it referred to the Fluvanna high school football team. And one time I just happened to have a chance to ask him, Dr. McHugh, how in the world do you remember all these details? And you know, just over and over and over. And he said, Gordy, baseball cards. I collected baseball cards as a kid. They're good for your memory.
That's,
yeah,
right.
Memorize all those statistics. Yeah, I've been in Frank McHugh's office back when I was playing, and the thing that was impressive is all the pictures of the professional athletes that he had operated on over the years, and he used to have little jars with the cartilage that he had removed from some of these. So it was an interesting experience to go into Frank's office. Now, he never removed any of my cartilage, but he certainly treated me for an Achilles tendon injury when I was playing. So. Had some one-on-one dealings with Frank and Joe Geek.
Gordy, today the athlete that's playing college football and basketball is putting a lot of stress, you know, on their joints, on their extremities. You're seeing a lot of weekend warriors today that are older. What are some of the things that you typically are dealing with and trying to help people with?
Oh, I mean, you know, it runs such a gamut of so many different injuries, you know, at West End. You know, I mean, it's gotten to the point that, somebody with a bad shoulder sees a guy who does nothing but shoulders. Somebody who, you know, has a bad knee sees somebody who does nothing but knees. And, you know, I work with people with wrist and hand injuries. So, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on, and we all heal a little slower as we get into those later weekend warrior years.
Well, Frank is still there, by the way. You know. he's still out there thinking he can play tennis and do all these other things.
Oh, Lord. I'm one of your best customers. Trust me. We want to thank Dr. Rawls for coming out tonight. Gordy, it was a terrific visit, and hopefully you can come back later in the year.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Doctor.
We're gonna move our good friend over here, Michael Tusky, our trusty research analyst, into the batter's box and take it away with some of the Olympic sports news.
Well, we'll start out with some sad news. As many of y'all have heard, a swimmer passed away at the 10K World Cup Open over in the United Arab Emirates earlier this week, last Saturday, actually, and he was actually a University of Virginia swimming star, Fran Crippen. He was an 11-time All-American at Virginia and was named the ACC Swimmer of the Year in 2003 and 2004 and earned the league's Freshman of the Year award in 2003. So we send our condolences out to his family. Lost a great Wahoo that day.
And certainly a highly respected and beloved athlete at UVA. In fact, the swim coach...
Mark Bernardino.
Mark, who's been there forever, I'm certain that this has been a devastating situation
yeah,
for him.
It's got to be tough, and he released a statement after the death. But we're coming up on a hard break here at the top of the hour. We're going to have Michael come back in the second hour to give some more details on the Olympic sports. We're going to be back. We got Terry Gates, Chris Horn, and Noah Greenbaum in the second hour. So hang with us. We'll be back after these messages.